This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We know that India is the world's largest democracy. It's got a population of close to 1.25 billion people, but more than 100 million kids are living there without access to proper nutrition or other basic needs. And yet at the moment, the Indian government has been cracking down on foreign NGOs and preventing essential humanitarian relief from reaching some of these people. So organisations like Compassion, which you may very well support sponsoring a child, their sponsorship funds have been frozen for a bunch of months now. And earlier this morning, we talked with the CEO, Tim Hanna, from Compassion Australia, to find out about the presence that they've had in India and what's happening with your funds as well.
Yeah, look, we've been in India for many, many years now doing what we do with the whole Compassion Project, you know, food security, education, healthcare, hope, for giving kids, linking with local churches, etc. And been doing that for many, many years. But, you know, earlier last year, the government just simply froze our funds going to our project, which meant a real restriction on our on where we were at. And we've made lots of representations to the government, both diplomatically and sort of with Compassion staff, etc., but nothing seems to have changed. There's no real reason given. It's just that, you know, we every now and again you hear the word anti-cultural activity, but we don't know what that means, and we certainly haven't done that for many, many years. So we've been there for a long time, so we're a little perplexed. And now it's got to the stage where funds have run out for we had 580 projects in India. Funds have run out there, and our two Indian offices now, the last of the funds will run out, as you said, on the date 15th of March. So we're left in this dilemma of, if nothing changes, you know, dramatically in the next couple of months, you know, the devastation of having to finish our work in India looms before us.
Now, Tim, when I was reading about this yesterday, on the surface, the Prime Minister of India sounds like he's actually doing something really good. He's trying to weed out corruption. He's trying to provide a adequate benefit scheme for 100 million Indians to help kind of pull them out of poverty. And you guys have been there since like 1968. Surely you've got a really great standing relationship with them, and you can see the benefits of having Compassion there. Is there like another motive for having you guys kind of and all the support for aid pulled out of India?
Well, we would have thought we had a great, you know, standing there, and we'd been working there for, as you said, for many, many years, many decades. And I don't see how this is connected. We're doing some stuff with currency in India to try and break corruption. Well, we would certainly want to say, let's break corruption anywhere and everywhere. But there's been no connection made with us. There's been no real reasons given. We've asked for reasons. You know, the Indian Constitution talks about and allows freedom of religion. So we don't understand why, except just a particular emphasis of the government.
So at the moment, for people who support Compassion, particularly sponsoring children who we know are in India, if that's the country that our Compassion children are from, what's happening with those funds at the moment?
Yeah, those funds are being held in a holding fund, and, you know, we've been holding those over the last few months. And if it does eventuate that we have to get out of India, then we'll be in connection with supporters all the way through. We'll talk to support at that time, and there'll be options for them to decide what happens with those funds. Could it be anything from going towards other needs to a refund if they would choose that? So we're being held separately and accounted for separately at the moment.
Now, Tim, I know that there was a congressional hearing in the US that John Kerry spoke at on this issue. There's 145,000 Compassion kids currently supported in India. You've got 6,000 employees, and it sounds like they're just trying to kind of wind out the clock on you. What kind of resolution are you expecting to see on this issue?
Well, we would love the Indian government to say, well, there's no reason why funds should be frozen. There's no reason why funds that people around the world are giving to help, you know, kids living in poverty in India cannot go through to those projects. So we had 580. That's diminished a little bit just in the last couple of months. But we've had 580 projects, 145,000 children. There's no reason why funds cannot go through to bring help and hope to those kids. We would hope that there's nothing we've done wrong. There's nothing we haven't done any different from the last few decades. We would hope there would be a resolution the next couple of months. We're not giving up on that. But if funds run out for the projects and for our two Indian offices, you know, we are not able to function there.
Yeah, CEO of Compassion Australia, Tim Hanna, thank you so much for your time this morning. And we do really pray that resolution is found and that those kids continue to receive the support that they need.
Yeah, we're not giving up. We really appreciate the prayers of supporters and listeners. We thank you for that, Laura and Duncan.
That's Tim Hannah from Compassion Australia speaking with us earlier this morning. And it's not just Compassion. It's also secular-based organisations trying to get approval for their aid to go in as well. If you've got any more questions, you can head to compassion.com.au.